Some immigrants to the U.S. are reliving their own experiences of war and bloodshed. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports now that many people in refugee communities are worried that the sanctuary they found in the United States may have disappeared.
Deep in the bowels of a dark warehouse in Oakland, where old computers are salvaged, 23-year-old Shefik Palic recalls how his family fled Bosnia and spent 5 years in refugee camps in Croatia. Palic describes how he felt when he first arrived here less than a year ago.
I feel something like I'm born again. I have freedom like a child again. And I'm happy. I want education, I want a good job, I want better life. Everything better and better and better.
But Palic says after seeing the televised images of the jetliners crashing through the towers of the World Trade Center, his sense of safety and security here is shaken.
Every picture's like that. That's for me terrible. I cannot sleep. And in my brain that came again, pictures from war. I saw that before. I saw that before. And I still can't believe that's happened here.
That disbelief is shared by many immigrants and refugees in the San Francisco Bay Area. They are separated from the terrible events by thousands of miles, and yet the pictures of innocents slaughtered in such a sudden and brutal manner bring back memories many had hoped to leave behind in places such as Bosnia, Vietnam, or Cambodia. Sayuth Tep counsels Cambodian families at a community mental health clinic in Oakland. She says her clients report experiencing flashbacks from the time when the Khmer Rouge exterminated an estimated 3 million people in Cambodia.
I try to calm them down. It's like, don't worry. This is America. I said the government wouldn't let it happen again.
The American government won't let it happen again, she repeats. But even as she tries to calm her clients, Sayuth Tep acknowledges that she's also confused and insecure. Half of her family was wiped out by the regime of Pol Pot. America was supposed to be a sanctuary.
Where should we go this time if something happened again? If really the war break out, then we have nowhere to go anymore.
But for others, the idea of having to leave here is inconceivable. They find that the attacks are drawing them closer to their adopted homeland. Phu Nguyen is a case manager at Asian Community Mental Health in Oakland. He was 8 years old when he witnessed the street fighting in Saigon during the Tet Offensive in 1968. He says many Vietnamese who fled their homeland after that war are angry at the unknown enemies who attacked this country.
They believe this country is their second home. And when this home is attacked, they feel like they have the right to stand out and fight for it.
Yet Nguyen says Vietnamese families fear that their children, raised as Americans, may one day have to go to war too. After September 11th, the sense of safety and security Americans enjoyed was punctured. But for these newest Americans, the anxiety and pain is not new. Instead, it is all too familiar. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland, California.